Welcome to What's Poppin', where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. This week, my guest is Sharon Belford. Sharon, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So, Sharon, you've heard the podcast before, and so you know the first question I typically ask people is something like, how did you get to Prince of Peace?
Well, it was about 30 years ago. I moved to Fremont, and I was looking for a Lutheran church.
Okay.
And so I started going to a lot of churches, even some non-denominational.
Yeah.
And I came here when Pastor Mosley, in that little church.
Oh, yeah.
And I just came in and I just said, this is my church.
Oh, really? Just felt at home.
I felt so good. So at home.
So 30 years ago, you came from somewhere else to Fremont.
Redwood City.
Redwood City?
I went to the Redeemer Lutheran over there.
Okay. So have you always been in the area?
Yes, most of my life.
Yeah. So where were you born?
Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla, Washington.
Yes.
All right. And then your family moved you down here to the Bay Area?
Actually, my mom and dad, my dad was an accordion teacher.
Huh.
And he worked for a music company.
Okay.
And they wanted someone to come to California to open up a business.
Oh.
So we lived in Oklahoma at that time.
Oh, okay.
And so they packed us all up and we moved to Pacifica, California. Okay.
All right. And then eventually you land here.
Yes.
Were you married when you first came to Prince of Peace?
No.
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 30 years ago, you weren't married yet.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time
well,
ago.
Well, actually, it was probably my second husband.
Second husband. Yeah. Okay, at that point. Okay. All right. So you get to Prince of Peace. You're in Fremont. And so you're here. What was your favorite working experience or job while in the Fremont area?
Well, actually, my best job was when I started working with the school district for special needs.
Okay.
20 years ago.
And what did you do there?
I was in a classroom. I started out at the Hopkins Junior High in a classroom for autistic young adults.
Okay.
Children, yeah.
So 20 years ago, you were doing that.
Yes.
Now, are you a teacher by trade?
No, actually, we're called paraeducators.
Okay.
But what got me started was a friend of mine, she goes, you're so good with kids.
Hmm.
And I had just got laid off from, I was a travel agent at American Express.
Okay.
And I was looking for a job.
Yeah.
And she said, you're so good with kids. Why don't you apply for the school district and work in the special ed department? And I said, I don't think so. I think I'd be feeling too sorry for him too, you know,
yeah.
Poor little baby and stuff.
Yeah.
She goes, no, you won't. Once you get there, you'll see that they're, you know.
Yeah.
And I did it, and I'm so thankful because it's such a blessing.
Yeah.
I feel God brought me there because I am gifted with that. And I just love it.
And so are you still doing it now?
Well, I actually retired in April.
Really? So that's pretty recent.
I know. And then I'm at the house doing stuff, and I'm doing, you know, stuff, going to Bible studies here.
Yeah.
And I just was getting bored, and I didn't have really a purpose.
Okay.
And I said, so I went to the school district, and she goes, well, you can sub in your same class.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I went in there, and I've been subbing since October.
So you retired, and now you're back doing it again.
Everybody laughs. Everybody here at church laughs at me. Well, you just don't know how to retire, do you?
Apparently not.
I guess not.
But if you can still do your job and you like doing your job, then why not?
That's what I'm saying. As long as I can.
Yeah.
As long as God's willing
to give you the strength and
that.
Energy
yes.
to do so, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. So I saw you last Sunday. It was Christmas. You came to Christmas service. Are there two things from the message this previous Sunday that you thought were interesting or made you think or something along those lines?
Sure. First of all, I love your sermons.
Oh.
I mean, you really
you
bring it to life, and I'm going, wow. But two things. Okay.
Yeah.
One was when you talked about the word being the very first. I never thought about that. When you said it, you made it so clear, like the word was
Before. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, so I went home and read the Bible and all that stuff. And I'm going, wow,
Yeah.
That, I, it just...
Jesus has always existed, just yes. not as the Jesus we know before right. he was the Word.
And yeah. that I didn't, until you said it and, yeah. and everything, and I went home, I go, that is amazing.
Yeah. It's always been God's plan.
Yeah. So yeah. that really, I called my sister and told her.
Yeah.
And that was really touching to me.
Oh, that's great.
The second was yeah. grace.
Mm.
I mean, I know grace, what it means, kind of.
Yeah.
But then when you talked about it, and then when you gave the kids a dollar and said, you don't deserve this, I'm just giving it to you. Yeah. I thought to myself, I don't deserve God's love or anything.
Yeah.
Anything that he's given me, I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
But he still loves me and gives it to me.
Yeah.
And yeah. I thought that just makes you so humble and so thankful.
Yeah, and that's grace.
I know.
Right? Yeah.
That's grace.
Oh, I'm glad it connected with you.
So now grace means a lot more to me.
Oh, good. And hopefully you have some visuals to help yes. you like hold on to them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
So that was really amazing to me.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Anything else from the message you want to share? You don't have to.
No, actually, all the sermons are great, but sometimes some yeah. certain things do stick out.
Yeah.
You go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that. Because yep. you go to Bible studies and you talk to people and everything,
yep.
and that's good, very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're listening to someone telling you about it, like how you tell it,
yeah,
and I'm really listening and I'm going, oh, gosh.
Yeah, and you're tracking with things. Yeah,
yeah. I get yeah. it. Yeah. Thank you. I yeah. get it.
That's the spirit at work for yes. sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could be any kind of creature other than a human, what would it be and why?
I would like to be a bird.
A bird? Yeah? Why?
Because they're free. They fly around anywhere yeah. they want.
Yeah.
They don't depend on anybody. They just do their own thing. And some of them are so beautiful. When I see them in the morning, sometimes, every morning I open up my front door and I look outside and I say my morning prayer to God.
Yeah.
I look out there and I see birds or crows and everything. Like I say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
And then they fly away and I think they're just free.
Yeah.
They're just happy.
So what kind of bird would you be?
I think I would like to be a... maybe an eagle.
An eagle? Yeah.
Yeah.
A big majestic bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son had one in his backyard in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
And I just sat there watching him, and he was so beautiful. And I'm going, wow.
They're pretty impressive birds when you can see them kind of close up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. That's a fantastic answer. I had no idea what you're going to say. That's a really good one. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome, Pastor. I really enjoy, I love the church. I have so many sisters and brothers here, and I really appreciate you and your sermons.
Oh, well, thank you so much,
and
Sharon.
Pastor Zell, too, but sometimes you just animate it and make it so fun.
We complement each other very well, Pastor Zell and
you
I.
Really
yeah,
do.
We work together really well, and he does it one way, and I do a different
right.
way, but similar at the same time, so yeah. it works really well.
Yeah. I love how you do things like that one time you backed up.
Yeah, I have to act things out.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. I'm a visual person.
Yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
when I see you do things like that, it sticks. I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'm so happy you came on today. I got to know you
too.
A little bit better. So thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome. Thank you.